Hey, we put the band back together. Welcome to Tuesday. It's time for WGBH's early edition. The 8th of October, Tuesday. Welcome to early edition here on WGBH Radio. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for subscribing and good to see you on Facebook Live. There are oh so many reasons and ways to meet us in the morning. It's Joe Matthew here checking in from the control room at WGBH as we gather around the warmth of the console and look who's back.
Hey.
Good morning, Karen Marshall. We missed you. We thought you'd be back yesterday. Then you had to tease us.
Good morning, and I'm sorry.
Another day.
Germs have been.
Are you healthy? You good?
I'm okay. I'm here.
Went to the Big Easy and back, and she's got stories to tell.
Yeah, that's
Brendan
right.
Deedy is also here. Good morning.
Good morning,
sir. And to the whole crew on Facebook, we're all ready for this, huh? John says present. It's 55 degrees in Westford. Good morning, Catherine. Joe. Hey, everybody. Karen. Morning games. Rob, morning from Waltham. Mike from Quincy's here says, welcome back, Karen.
Thank you.
Pa's going out in the rain, although I think it's done raining, Pa. I think you're okay. Scott is here. Jenna's here. Happy Tuesday, Scott and Jennifer. Are we a black shirt day? Actually, I'm going navy blue.
Match. Scott. Oh, well, you should have texted me. I totally
Brendan
would have
matched
Karen.
No, I'm the only. Geez, all you guys are black. I missed the memo. Hey, Ruthie, good morning to you, too. The forecast today is for mostly cloudy skies to start. Had that event during the night when you wake up, briefly you realize the pitter-patter on the windowsill. It's the ultimate reason to go back to sleep.
it's a little bit muggy.
Yeah, not quite as bad as yesterday, but indeed, it's a little bit muggy out there. It's 60 degrees right now in Boston. We could have a few more showers around, but it's going to be better later on, I should say, with at least brightening skies. I won't say mostly sunny. But we could have some sunshine this afternoon, and it will be cooler, mid-60s. It was 70 degrees at this time yesterday. And it's going to start feeling and looking a lot more like fall for the rest of the week. In fact, the rest of the week, not so hot. Mostly cloudy, chance of rain Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Oh, and Saturday. So it's going to be like that. So, yeah, grab your umbrella or whatever they say on the morning shows. Bruins are back on the ice tonight in Las Vegas. It's a late start, so no one in this room will see it. Puck drops at 10. Were you out again last night?
I was not.
Start asking every morning now.
Well rested. Ready to go.
The guy works overnights, and he's got the best, the biggest nightlife of anyone I know. Brendan Deedy, I want to be you when I grow up. 58 degrees in rain right now in Sandwich, according to Scott. It's still coming down on the Cape. Tom Brady's excited for Thursday. You know, the team's doing pretty darn well, 5-0, and as we discussed yesterday, everybody wants to be a tough guy and pretend like they're disappointed in the team that can only win. Tom Brady, pretty worked up. I think that, you know, he was also being very measured, and we've got things to work on. He had the suit after the game this week. But once Tommy got home, he's ready to play.
Big team win yesterday, but listen, no time to rest.
Yeah.
We got another one here in 3 days. Fired up, Foxborough. What do you think, Benny?
I think, let's go. What do you think, puppies?
That's called good politics. What do you think, Benny? He's out there with the kid in the backyard and the dogs.
That's the PG version of let's go.
Yeah, right. That's right. I think he's at the point now where he can't not put up a video on Instagram, right?
He's locked himself in.
Where are you?
Yeah, he has locked himself
like,
in.
Like, all right, can we go do this? Is it selfie? Is he doing this on his own? Is there like a film crew out there that we're not seeing?
He's given himself a day. I don't know.
He has a team. He has a team. A video production
so
team.
So he records it and then he hands the
a social
off.
Media team. Of course
gotcha.
He does.
Yeah.
Whatever, that thing he was passing all the balls to himself, whoever made that.
That was pretty really awesome.
Cool. That's pretty cool, let's be honest with you. Pretty great team, actually.
Right. Good. And if that were him, we'd say he's got a second career coming.
He's got a lot of careers coming. Hey, good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Adam. Scott says, go Patriots. So we got bad news from the health department this morning. This vaping thing is not going away, I guess, huh? The first vape-related death is reported in Massachusetts. We'll have the story coming up in the news at 5. It's our top story. We don't have an identification. A woman in her 60s from Hampshire County. The first such case in Mass, according to the Department of Public Health. It's unclear, though. I find interesting that we don't know when it happened.
Yeah,
this could have happened weeks ago.
Or if she had, like, pre-existing conditions.
Also true.
Yeah.
where she bought it. Was this black market? I don't know about this whole story. There are a lot of questions.
I'd say that they probably wanted to really make sure that it was vape related before they said that.
Well, and of course, what does that mean, right? Vape related doesn't mean that it's not.
Maybe there was a decent amount of like oil or something.
Well, look, I'm sure that she had issues that they can talk about with vaping, but there are still a lot of questions about what people should be looking out for. Of course, we have a ban. To follow on our story last week, we did a little sleuthing because there's the State House News Service says one of the testing labs, this is not exactly related, but one of the testing labs that had a backlog resulting in the weed shortage.
Flower, right?
The marijuana shortage. Is back up and running, one of the two, but we're not sure about the two. So last week we had a story that said you couldn't buy marijuana around here, around the city of Boston, because they were all out. And it was because of a backlog on the testing side, not because people stopped vaping and were buying too much weed, although who knows. But it looks like one of them at least is getting back together.
One of them says that it does not have a backlog. The other one...
We're reaching out to them. Yeah, we're going to try to find out about that. The one down in Brookline Village, though, appears to be open for business. Did you get your flu shot?
No.
I saw the sign down in the hall.
I haven't got one in like 4 years.
Really? You don't do the...
Never in my life.
You know they have like all the... You never in your life got a flu shot?
I know.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm the worst.
So if you guys get sick this year...
I got the flu.
Ask her.
Like five... Now it's probably almost 5 years ago. So for a while, I used that as the reason.
Yeah, I don't think you're
immune anymore.
I said,
well, that's like getting the shot.
Different strain every year.
Well, it changes only slightly.
So you walk out of the bathroom, they have like all the workplace things, the work, whatever.
Yeah.
Did you get hurt? And don't get hurt. And then one of them says, flu shot, schedule your flu shot. And I bet we're too late already.
You didn't go.
We're too late on...
What?
I knew that was going to happen.
Too late in the season?
But because everyone books and then we're here early and there's no time for you. No, there's no window for you to get
But you can go to any old pharmacy.
Yeah, but
I want
to get the good one here.
The good one. It's
same. Listen to me. I want the foundation shot. You understand? With the GBH shot.
Publicly funded shot.
The state now reports 10 days ago? It was 10 days ago they gave the shots? Oh, God. Okay.
Jeez.
I'm going to have to go to the drugstore and get the free thing now, right? Okay. What are you looking at?
They're all the same.
The state says 82 so far lab-confirmed cases since September of the flu. Last year, 81% of children were vaccinated in the state, among the highest in the country.
My children
They're urging you to get it done.
Before anybody says anything.
So you do...
My
you
kids
do,
got it. Yeah.
Give the kids the shot.
Yeah.
You do Karen, the mist or
the
shot?
The old-fashioned way, though.
What's that?
You have kids cough and your kids.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
That's not like the chicken pox.
Yep.
No, they get the shot, man. We're not misting. Stick them.
Well, a lot of kids do. Actually, a lot of grown-ups do the flu mist thing.
I know, and I think
boy, look at this. I started a whole thing about the flu. Well, it's a couple people. All right. You guys here, I'm just asking you questions this morning. It's been a long time.
Yes.
You getting a lot of robocalls like I am?
No.
This is my phone keeps ringing. It's always from a 202 area code. That's Washington, D.C., and this is what it sounds like.
Which is also the area code of your phone. I should.
Glad everyone knows that now. Hello? Hello?
I got the same one.
You got this call?
All the time.
With the music? Who is this person? We need to have... These could be like horrible words,
question,
so I don't know what they're saying.
I bet his is not 202. Is yours coming from like a 617?
Or an 800.
I think it tries to match
sometimes
your number.
That's exactly right. Now, we're getting onto something here.
Well.
And I'm getting a couple of these a day. There's a state rep named John Barrett from North Adams who has a bill that will be... they're going to tackle this today on Beacon Hill. As he introduces H3753 to require the telephone number listed in the caller ID on your phone shall be a valid telephone number, attributable and traceable back to the calling party. So what you're suggesting would not be legal. You can't put a fake number on there and make it sound like or make it look like somebody's calling
from
the
neighbor. Like it's your neighbor, right.
Check this out. 48 billion robocalls were made to consumers last year nationally. That's up 18 billion or 60%.
Well, what was the point of this one? Like, what do they expect you to do when you receive that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm still waiting to figure out who it is.
Okay.
By the way, nearly 500 million of those robocalls were made to people here in Massachusetts last year alone. A half billion robocalls. Did you hear us read to a child day?
I did.
Yeah. Joe says, fire the robocaller. I guess we could do that. Mayor Walsh going to read to the kids at Harvard Kent Elementary School this morning, Bunker Hill, Charlestown. It's National Read to a Child Day. I was going to open up Big Joe's trailer truck.
Oh.
Written by Joe Matthew. I thought that would be nice to read.
You should do that.
Maybe I'll do that later on this morning.
Yeah.
Morning edition. That's getting a lot of that. I'll tell you what. You go on eBay to find Big Joe's trailer truck. That thing is.
Is that right?
They don't
print
it anymore. I can't believe what people are paying for.
We have to get a video of you reading that.
Well, maybe we'll do that later.
Get your glasses on, your little reading, your readers.
Exactly. So if you see a child today, how does this? They actually have a mission statement. I had it here somewhere. Read to a Child Day, according to the literacy and mentoring nonprofit group Read to a Child. This day marks a national movement. They're asking you to put down your phone, pick up a book. This is the best part. Find an appropriate child.
What the?
No, hang on. Drake, use just for your child.
It doesn't say that.
It says that. And read to them individually or in groups.
Can I just stand on a street corner?
I'm going to tell you.
Scream Dr. Seuss.
If it's not your own child, I'm going to go ahead and suggest it's a group. Because
hashtag.
I don't think one-on-one reading is all right.
Hashtag read to a child.
Come on.
Good Lord. Hey, good morning, Deb on Facebook. Happy birthdays, Bruno Mars. How old do we think?
35.
Oh, 32.
34 years old. Karen would have won on the Price
What?
Is Right.
I said 35.
You can't go over.
Got to go under. What? Yeah, can't go over on the Price Is Right.
Stupid.
Okay, here's a tough one. Everybody, this is I don't know if you guys can do this. I couldn't have done this.
Right.
Matt Damon.
Oh, he's
Cambridge's own Matt Damon.
53.
44. He's like your age.
49 years old. You would have won again on the Price
Wow.
Is Right. Sigourney Weaver, the big 7-0.
Oh,
happy
wow.
birthday to a pioneer. Chevy Chase.
Oh, does
74.
Falling down the stairs at 76 years old, you would have won on the Price Is Right, Brendan Deedy. Jesse Jackson, the Reverend, is 78, and happy 69 years to Robert Cool Bell. That's Cool with a K, the founder of Cool and the Gang. Hey, you know we'll get you to work right around here. That's why you start with us, with Early Edition. Hey, Janice. Hey, Joe. You guys have a great day. We're just getting started. WGBA.
Do you want to get out? You wanna get out? What you gonna do? You wanna get out? Tell me.
Support for WGBH's Early Edition comes from you and the Brigham Health Heart and Vascular Center, committed to advancing care for patients with valve disease and specializing in catheter-based procedures to get patients back to their lives sooner. More at heart.brighamandwomens.org. And Emerson College, shaping society through creative expression and daring ideas, where independent minds move the world forward. Emerson College, become a creative force.
By standing on the wall, get your back up off the wall. I heard all the people saying.